We touch your lives by sharing good news and success. Those in the community doing good things, so we steal their secrets. Roto Cruz are partners in action to talk about who's made the cut this week, this month. Good morning, Rota.
Good morning, Shelley. It's always great to come and talk about what's really positive. We hear so many negative things with especially this political season and so forth. It's great to focus on the positive, what's really happening that's good. Today we have Ashley Lewis from Orange Box, and we're really excited to introduce her and to introduce Orange Box a little bit further to West Michigan. Ashley graduated from Central Michigan University with a degree in finance and economics.
You're allowed to cheer. Go ahead.
Fire up chips.
Go Hoosiers.
Yeah.
What's yours?
It's got to be the Sparties, you
okay.
know.
All right.
MSU, go.
Took care of that.
Yeah. She has worked in the furniture industry since 2011, and she's been at Orange Box for the last 2.5 years. She is originally from Grand Rapids, so she is native to here. And she is currently serving as the U.S. Business Manager for Orange Box. So, Ashley, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, tell us, for people who have not maybe heard the name Orange Box, because it's fairly new here, mm-hmm. not a new company, but new here to the U.S., mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what Orange Box does.
Yeah, Orange Box, unlike Red Box, is an office furniture company. And we are coming to Grand Rapids because this is the furniture capital. And we are coming over from the UK. So we are a UK manufacturer, and we have set up business here in the US. What makes us unique is we are not going to be exporting any of our product from the UK. We're manufacturing right here in Grand Rapids. So we've brought jobs to Grand Rapids, and we've hired Grand Rapids locals. We do have some UK leadership here, of course. I mean, their British accents do help. But we are bringing over ancillary space products, and that means soft seating, chairs, lounge, multifunctional use products for reception areas, healthcare, education, and we're looking to be a supplement to the furniture manufacturers here already in Grand Rapids. We're not looking to compete, but just to add to their portfolio.
Nice. That is awesome. So, so locally manufactured mm-hmm. products that are coming into the market and servicing that. Tell us, if you would, what are you excited about when you think about what's happening in Orange Box as you're launching here and so forth? What are some of the things that kind of pop into your mind that you go, boy, this is exciting?
I really like the product that we have. So our organization is design-led. So our what you would call a CEO here, they call in the UK an MD, which is a managing director. He is a designer by trade. So he was originally a furniture designer.
Okay.
And he's leading the organization as a designer.
Wow.
And when you have someone like that leading products like that, you really get some beautiful things.
Yeah.
So I think that our stuff is interesting. It adds flavor to spaces. They're very colorful pieces and very interesting shapes.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to inspire creativity, which I think it does. And I'm really excited about some of our products that aren't seen here in the U.S. market yet, and really being able to capture some of that market being yeah. first here in the U.S.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, you were really the first employee here that launched and helped set up the office and just took it from square one on, right?
Yeah, I was employee number one.
Yeah.
So we had two sales guys come over, and they're managing each of the coasts, but I was here on the ground alone for the first year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and I helped Orange Box establish their business here, so putting together the office space, putting together all the healthcare, navigating the legal, navigating our healthcare, which you know can be a nightmare, just being U.S. citizens, and I was coming over with a group having the idea that, can you help us get healthcare similar to what we have in the UK. So these are some of my challenges.
Right.
And although we speak the same language, we don't really speak the same language. So there's a lot of translating that I do in my job and trying to communicate back and how things work here and how best it fits in with their policies there, because it's not necessarily a copy and paste.
So Just real quick for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Maybe give us just one or two examples of maybe words that translate differently here than there.
Okay. So if I said to you, I'm feeling really chuffed about that.
Oh. Ruffed, chuffed. Oh, chuffed.
Chuffed.
Hmm.
Not sure.
I'm not sure.
What would that mean?
I'm feeling very pleased. Oh. I'm very happy.
We want you chuffed.
I've been quite chuffed about this interview. Okay. If I said I'm going to go grab my jumper.
You got a dead battery.
Yeah. I actually am just going to go get my sweater. I'm just going to put my sweater on.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Lots of things, I'm sure, that you've had to learn in terms mm-hmm. of translating that. I know in your product line, you have an item that at least I have not seen somewhere else. And so maybe you could just share this with us. I think it's called a pod.
Yeah, it is. So the name of it is the Air 3, like Air to the Third Power. And this is really meant to be a movable meeting space. So what the UK faced before us was a shrinkage in space that they could develop office spaces, mm-hmm. right? Because they're the same size as Michigan in square meters. They have 64 million people there. We have 8 million people here.
Wow.
So when it came to space, they really had to get creative. So they developed this product called the Pod, which is basically a meeting room that you can erect in any space, like a warehouse, and it's acoustically sound. It has opening roofs, glass doors, and it can be erected within 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
There's upholstery panels on it, so you can tailor it to your office colors or any color that you feel like.
Wow.
And it can be taken down and moved to your space. So it's not brick and mortar. It's not fixed in your space. And this moves like furniture does. So as your business moves and grows, it's just as flexible.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant because we're not seeing anything like that over here in the U.S. from that standpoint. And I think it's ahead of the market because they mm-hmm. face some of those constraints before we do. But we are going to start seeing those things too, especially with this push for green, mm-hmm. This environmental push from the West Coast. People are reusing yeah. spaces. They're not putting as much money into the spaces. Mm-hmm. And if we can give them a solution to be flexible, you know, I think we have something winning.
Yeah. Well, I was excited when I saw it because it's so attractive. I mean, like, it's mm-hmm. beautiful, and it's all enclosed where our cubicles are just really open.
Correct.
And so you have some of that privacy and yet the flexibility to
right.
move it. And so I just thought that was a really cool feature.
Where are you based? Where's your office?
In downtown Grand Rapids, 99 Monroe, above the Panera Bread. So we are,
ooh.
Yeah, we partner with Custer, a local dealer here, and we're using their co-working space. So we work with a lot of other companies in that space, just because we don't need something right now with 1-2 employees. But it's a brilliant solution because we're also working with them, and they're helping us sell our furniture too. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And I love being downtown too, and I love bringing Orange Box downtown Grand Rapids because that's yeah. booming.
Where are you on? Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
What is your title on? I went to Orange Box and came up with some Chinese coffee.
Oh, really? Yeah, it is orangebox.com.
Just Orange. Oh, Orange Box. Okay, I'll check it out while
yeah.
you continue talking. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we want everyone to be able to find you. Tell me a little bit about kind of the culture of your company. You know, mm-hmm. what is it that attracts people to you? You know, your team is growing. You know, you've right. you've got 5 people here nationwide, and it's growing even beyond that. And clients are finding you and mm-hmm. loving what you're bringing to the market. What is it, do you think, about your culture and your organization that's becoming so attractive to people?
So our organization is actually still family-led. So 2 of the directors are brothers, and then their children also work within the organization. And we still have a very small company, family-led feel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, they really like to pride themselves on not being too corporate.
Mm-hmm.
They're really laid back. They love to say that they don't take themselves too seriously, and they play just as hard as they work. And you can really see that in the employees who are in the organization. Everybody is happy.
Yeah.
Orange Box LTD is you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cool. Rhoda Kruiser with us on behalf of Partners in Action, along with our special guest today, talking about Orange Box, U.S. Business Manager for Orange Box, Ashley Lewis. Rhoda?
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you're identifying in maybe your industry or, you know, as you're working with clients that you are really seeing as needs? You kind of touched on the environmental piece, obviously.
Right.
You know, that's becoming a bigger concern in terms of how we really take care of our environment, right? And so I'm curious in terms of what you're seeing and then, you know, how Orange Box is responding to that.
Right. So if any of you out there have experienced the shift in offices from cubicles to an open plan, many of us have in Grand Rapids because we have the bigs here helping with that. There is now a need for privacy. So what that exposed is that there is no privacy. And if you want to take a cell phone call or if you want to go have a quick chat with your boss about something, you are in a really disruptive atmosphere. So what our products are doing is solving for those privacy needs. And the first one that does that is the pod, because it is a movable meeting room that's acoustically sound that you can go in and have a private meeting or a phone conversation and then leave. The other great thing about that product is the outside is fully upholstered, so it absorbs some of the sound from the busy open plan space. So it mutes some of it so it doesn't, you know, the sound doesn't run across the entire building. The soft seating that we're bringing over has really high privacy screens on it, so about 6 foot tall. These are fully upholstered panels. So if you sit down in a booth application and you're having a conversation, it's muted within that space. Obviously, if someone's right there, you know, they can hear you, but it doesn't let the sound travel and bounce around the space. And the furniture, most of the furniture is fully upholstered, so and that's designed to absorb the sound. So it's fully upholstered from head to toe. The only thing that have metal bits or wooden bits would be like the feet and legs. But besides that, it's meant to create something lively and fun and vibrant and also absorb the sound, which I don't think people really realize that's what it's doing. But if you ever go into a room that has padding, you can really tell the difference of how something's muted. Or if you go into a room that has a solid floor, solid walls, and a solid roof, that noise is going to bounce all around that space.
You know, that's a great observation, because truly I can't tell you how many times I walk into a building or an office and you can just hear like all of this. It's almost being in a restaurant, you know, where the sound is just vibrating and echoing back and forth.
Right.
And I think you mentioned to me earlier, Ashley, if I'm remembering correctly, that the panels on the pod, if you decide to change colors or something, you can change those out without having to get a whole new one.
Correct. And you can change the colors as much as you want. So you can remove the panels.
Isn't that cool?
As much as your company changes.
It's kind of like my smart car. I could change a door panel if I wanted to.
Yeah.
What?
Huh. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I love that, because obviously all of us are about change and responding to change in our work environment and the needs. And as you are adding people to your staff or you're taking people out of the equation or moving them from one area to another, whatever that need is, that it gives you the ability to respond to that without a huge additional cost, you know, going along with that.
Technology has really pushed some of the design in this. I mean, as technology changes our lives, it changes the design and the furniture. So we now have a lot of mobile technology, which is taking us away from the desk.
Yeah.
And one of our product lines is actually called Away from the Desk for that reason. So when you get up and you take a phone call, or you get up and you take your tablet and you need to do something quickly, these are meant to be touchdown spaces that facilitate that mobile use.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's really interesting.
Cool. Have furniture will travel. About 4 minutes, Rhoda.
Okay. So one of the things I'm curious about, you know, it seems like people are wanting to work in what I would call cafe-type environments, you know, coffee shops, that type of thing. And, you know, they're very comfortable, you know, kind of that cushioned fabric type of look as opposed to the hard plastic chairs.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, do you feel like that has also provided you with the advantage you mentioned, like the fact that you're design led? Do you think that that is also giving you an advantage in the marketplace because you have that that kind of at the forefront of what you're doing?
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's interesting because there's a lot of articles out there about these coffee shop, or they call them fourth spaces. And if you get some time, take a look. But that's a big driver, too, along with technology. And it's really interesting that people are flocking to some of those spaces, because if you've ever sat in a coffee shop, they don't really have the most ergonomic furniture.
Right.
So what drives you to be there? Mm-hmm. And is it the buzz? Is it the energy? Is it the space? Is it the smell of coffee? Is it the other people working? That's all plays a big part of it. And we are creating furniture that kind of solves for those solutions to create those spaces within open plan environments. So you can go up and you can have that buzz. Maybe you're not working together, but it feels like you are because you're amongst the other people in that space.
Yeah.
So, and it also, too, it doesn't compete with the other bigs. So we're not bringing task seating. We're not bringing any of the other case goods or anything like that. It's just the ancillary space or the lounge seating.
Mm-hmm. Which is becoming, again, it seems like that's becoming bigger. I know I was, as I go in and out of different offices, I'm amazed at how many offices are now setting up in more of that fashion as opposed to the traditional workstation, which sometimes just feels a little too closed, I think, for people, you know, that they feel like they want to have more openness, feel like they, you know, can visually expand beyond that little space of a desk.
I saw this quote I thought was interesting was, how can I think creatively inside this cube? I think when you break down the walls of the cube and you allow light and you allow color and you allow interesting shapes, it starts to make your mind change the way it thinks about different things.
Psychology.
There you go.
Final question, Rhoda, if you would.
Okay. So as a leader in your field, if you were talking to another up-and-coming leader, what tip would you maybe share with them?
Ooh, that's a good question. Keep pushing. Creativity. I'm a big proponent of design thinking and thinking outside the box. Any solution that's different than the norm, because I think we have a lot of groupthink here in Grand Rapids with all of the furniture companies being right here. So if you can get out and explore what people are doing around the world, I think you can add something different and unique.
That's great. How do we get in touch with you?
You can find us at inquiries@orangebox.com, and that's actually spelled the UK way.
Okay.
So enquiries@orangebox.com.
Pass a spelling test.
Yeah.
There are differences between the UK and us, but we're all human and bleed red. How's that?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure they can find your website at orangebox.com.
Correct.
Great. So, awesome.
Thank you very much, Ashley Lewis, for your testimony, your good news, and success on behalf of Orange Box. Rhoda, how do we find out more about you?
You can reach me at 616-457-3453. Or at www.piabusinessconsulting.com.
Great. See you next month.
Thanks. Thank you.
Our regular segment we call Good News and Success.